Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm so excited about this week's show because my special guest is a very good friend of mine and a very smart entrepreneur, Lori Seitz. And let me tell you a little bit about Lori. She is the gratitude expert. And on today's program, Lori's going to share with us how to multiply our profits through sweet appreciation marketing. Totally love that. Lori is the founder and CEO of Zen Rabbit, and trust me, I will ask her where that name came from, so that's pretty important, and I'm curious. Zen Rabbit makes a gratitude cookie, and I know this product all too well. It is addictively delicious butter sugar cookie that business owners and sales teams use to say thank you to their clients. I not only know it personally, by the way, because I've consumed mass quantities, but I actually used Lori's program as part of my retention strategy and have used it for, gosh, I think we're going on 4 years now, so that's pretty cool. Lori has been playing, yes, she says playing, because she has so much fun at marketing and communications for more than 20 years. She has been a radio personality in South Florida and still loves doing voiceover work. And Lori spends her spare time at the gym, which makes sense if you're eating gratitude cookies all the time. She's an enthusiastic proponent for worldwide literacy and, of course, perusing the racks of Ann Taylor or fantasizing about her next spa vacation. Well, there's something I needed to know. Hey, Lori, thanks so much for being my guest today. It's great to finally get chatting with you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, was I right? We've been a client of yours for like 4 years now, right? Or just about?
Something like that. That sounds like a long time, but time flies.
It really does. We've shipped a lot of cookies, or you've shipped a lot of cookies for us. So, Lori, what is your background? And, like, you know, kind of briefly, how did you start Zen Rabbit? And by the way, I told everybody you would tell us where that name came from.
Yes. Okay. So my background is in marketing and corporate communications, and I've worked on the agency side and the corporate side and handled everybody's public relations and marketing challenges and had fun there. And the gratitude cookie comes from, it actually is a family recipe. We used to make these cookies when I was a kid for the holidays. And then when I was making them for colleagues and friends, as an adult, people would say, oh, my gosh, these are so good. You should sell these, like every food entrepreneur's story. It was never my intention to be the next Mrs. Fields and just create a cookie company. Nothing wrong with that. That's just not what I wanted to do. My goal was to create a tool for businesses to help them say thank you and to use packaging that fit their image. And so I put my marketing experience with the cookies, and voila, Zen Rabbit.
How about that? So where does the name Zen Rabbit come from?
Well, when I was a baby, my mom bought a pink stuffed rabbit and put it in the crib with all the other stuffed animals and quickly figured out that she could take all the other animals out, but the rabbit had to be in the crib or I wasn't sleeping. Does Nathan have something like that?
Nathan has, I think he has a moose right now and an elephant, I believe, are his two favorite things.
Okay. All right. So you know. And as I got older, I would rub her ears for comfort, and she would put me in this Zen meditative state. And there's a picture on the website if anybody cares to go and see it at zenrabbit.com. you can see me 2 years old with a rabbit in my hand. And So the other thing that people would say when I would hand out these cookies to colleagues and friends was, oh, my God, this reminds me of something my grandma used to make. And they're immediately transported back to the kitchen where they're baking with grandma in this zen, blissful place. And so I decided to call the company Zen Rabbit because I make it really easy for people and I take them to their zen, blissful place of having things done simply and quickly and efficiently.
That is so cool. And, you know, that's a very important part of marketing. And, you know, when I'm talking about newsletters and why they should be fun, interesting, informative, and entertaining, I'm telling people there's actually a physiological reaction when people go, oh, that was cool. That was fun. I enjoyed that. And so the same thing, obviously, with cookies. It literally takes them first in their mind, and then after they taste it, it takes them to a place that makes them feel good, and you want to be associated with feel good.
Exactly.
So, Lori, Zen Rabbit's really all about helping businesses say thank you to their clients. Don't a lot of people assume that you value their business, or is that's kind of probably a mistake some entrepreneurs are making?
Yes, well, I'm sure you've heard what happens when you assume.
Yes.
It's interesting because you may have said thank you or I appreciate you or I value you to a client 2 years ago when they became a client, but that doesn't mean that they're still engaged and excited to be working with you. And actually, I kind of liken it to being in a long-term relationship, either with a significant other or a child. You don't just say, I love you one time and never again. If you're in a healthy relationship, you're always doing things to let the other person know that you value that relationship and build on it. And so it's the same thing with clients.
No, you're exactly right, and it's funny you say that because just a couple of weeks ago I did an episode of Newsletter Guru TV called Dating After Marriage.
I saw that.
Did you? And it actually got a good pretty big amount of viewership, so it's a good lesson there is, you know, headlines and titles are important. I get it. Saying thank you is good manners. It's the right thing to do. However, you know, this is a business show, and so, you know, everybody listening keeps an eye on their bottom line. So what kind of return on investment can someone expect from doing something that's, you know, what you call client appreciation?
Yeah, well, somebody named Jim Palmer happens to have a great experience story with that.
I'll tell that story
because it's such a great – but before you do, there's the other thing I wanted to say was that – It is measurable. It's definitely measurable, but sometimes it's not measurable right away in terms of just like changing the oil in your car. You know it, you do it because it's the right thing to do, and if you don't change it at 3,500 miles or whatever is recommended for your car, the engine's not going to seize up tomorrow. But eventually, you may get to 10,000 miles without changing the oil. Eventually, the engine is going to seize up, and you're not going to be able to go anywhere in that car, and it's going to be very expensive to fix. And the same thing happens when you don't strengthen your relationship and say thank you and let them know how much you value them and make them feel special. The same thing is going to happen. So just because you don't send a thank you today doesn't mean your client's going to leave you tomorrow. But eventually, they'll get the feeling that you don't really value the relationship. A competitor may come along and call on them, and then they're gone. So
then it's too late.
It's investing and doing the right thing. Right, then it's too late.
You know, there's a couple things that come into my mind. It's funny, when I ask that question, I of course know what the answer is because I'm a big, big fan of client retention. I created a program called Double My Retention on it, but you know, I like interviewing guests so they hear somebody other than me saying it. But, you know, there's two – but there's another thing that popped into my head, and it's a book that I've recommended. It's called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And in The Slight Edge, his theory is that there are little things that you can do every single day that are easy to do and easy not to do. And it's the accumulation of these things that really create successful businesses. Now, I suppose the slight edge could be used to describe your program. So like you say, if every day goes by and you're not reaching out to your customers or clients or past clients or whatever, you know, you're not necessarily kind of like the story you shared about the oil in the car, you're not necessarily going to see a huge detriment, but it is taking its toll, and eventually it's going to go bad. So you wrote a really great report, I know. It's called Little Known Secrets of Gratitude, and in there you mention the law of reciprocity. Talk about that and how it affects small business owners.
Yeah, I will. I just, before I get to that really quickly, I wanted to mention there's a graphic I saw on Facebook last week on customer acquisition and customer retention, and it mentions that study that a lot of people have referred to about how it costs five times as much to acquire a new customer as it does to keep the ones you already have, which ties into why should I say thank you and is there a return on the investment? The return is that you also don't have to always be out chasing new clients because you're getting more business from the ones you already have.
That's right.
The law, and so that actually ties into the law of reciprocity. The way that works is humans are wired to do return favors. So if you do something nice for someone, they will be looking for opportunities to repay you in some way. And so if you send a gift and a thank you as a way to say thank you to a client, they will be even subconsciously looking for ways to repay you. If you send a thank you, somebody sends you a referral and you send them a thank you, they're going to be looking for ways to send you more referrals. And that is just, it happens whether people want to do it or not. Like, it's a subconscious thing that happens to humans. And so when you say thank you to people, and I've had clients who have used this as a way to get new business as well, they'll send a thank you in advance. Like, I look forward to doing business with you. And of course the person has to need their services, but it gives them, I don't want to say an unfair advantage, but kind of. It gives them an advantage over any competitors who maybe didn't send something.
It's very true. So we're going to take a quick time out here, but on the other side, Lori, I want to ask you about a commercial that's running on TV. I think you're probably familiar with it. It has a lot to do with what we're talking about. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects, and those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then no hassle social media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No hassle social media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we are back, so let's get right back to my interview with my special guest, Lori Seitz. Now, Lori, there's a commercial running on TV right now. I believe it's for a bank or some type of credit card, where the guy says, everyone likes money. Well, everyone except for this baby. So if everyone likes money and you're in a business that kind of ethically allows you to do it, seems like it would be a good way to say thank you for a business or a referral, right?
Yeah, you might think that. But actually, Dan Ariely is a behavioral economist, and he wrote a book called – great, now it just left my head. He wrote a book called irrational. Wait, I have it right here. Predictably irrational. And in that book, he talks about a study that he did, a couple of studies. One is on market norms and social norms. So market norms is like where you pay people, like you pay for your mortgage, you pay your rent. But if you go to a friend's house for dinner and you finish eating and you pull your chair back and you go, "So Bob, how much do I owe you?" That would be kind of weird. You're expected to bring a gift if you're going to bring anything. You don't pay cash for the dinner. You bring a bottle of wine or some dessert or something like that. And that's a social norm. And so he wanted to see if those things would be in effect for asking people to do work and paying them for it versus asking them to do it as a favor. And if it would make a difference in how hard people worked. And so he had people dragging circles across a computer screen, and he broke them up into three different groups. He paid the first group $5, the second group got paid 50 cents, and the third group was asked to do it as a favor. So I always ask my audiences when I'm doing presentations, what do you think happened? And they usually say, you know, who moved the most circles? And they usually say, oh, the group who got paid $5. Well, no, actually the group that got asked to do it as a favor, because it comes back to that they wanted to do something. They felt good about doing something for somebody, but when they got money for it, it was like a job. And so they didn't work as hard as if they had been asked to do a favor.
Wow.
And then he did the study again because he wanted to see if giving them a gift versus asking them to do it as a favor would have the same effect. And so the first group got paid, or not got paid, they were given a box of deluxe chocolate. The second group got a 50-cent candy bar, and the third group was asked again to do it as a favor to the researchers. And what happened this time was that all three groups performed about the same. And so the conclusion for that is that giving a gift keeps things in the social norm versus the market norm where people are, they got paid, and gift cards kind of fall in this category too because they have a monetary value distinctly attached to them. People are getting paid to do something, and so it becomes almost like a job. So if you pay somebody for a referral, for example, then it's like paying them for doing a job, and they're not as likely to send you more referrals. They'd be more likely to send you more referrals if you gave them a gift, regardless of how expensive the gift was. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah. And the thing I like about doing gifts or just favors as compared to money is that, like you said, it automatically puts a value on that. So sometimes if you were to give somebody, for example, this would be hard. This would be hard to client situation, but maybe there's a friend or neighbor who did something nice, and in exchange you gave them, maybe a coupon that went at a local restaurant, some movie tickets, and babysitting service, or something like that. So you create this experience, and it has nothing to do with whether you gave them, $20 in movie tickets and a $30 thing to Applebee's or something. You gave them this incredible experience. I think the experience is more valuable than the actual dollar amount if you're, instead of just giving them a check or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, Lori, a lot of people know it's important, I think, to obviously acknowledge their customer's business, but they get busy and, it gets put in the back burner. Everybody's always, putting out fire, so to speak, every day. Is there a way to make it easier to do, what suggestions do you have on how people can make sure that they're reaching out and saying, hey, thank you for their customers?
I'm so glad you asked. I created a five-step client appreciation marketing system. And so there are five steps. I can just mention them really quickly. And someone can follow through these five steps and create their own appreciation marketing plan, because everybody knows that when you have a plan and you have a system, things get done. So, putting that system together and looking at the makes it so much easier to do and less likely to get stuck on the back burner. So the first step in that appreciation marketing system is to analyze the opportunities in your business. And every business has its own opportunities. For example, certainly every business has the opportunity of what happens when you get a new client or what happens when you get a referral. And so you write down all the opportunities in your particular business or industry where there's a place that you could reach out and say, hey, thank you. The second step is looking at how much is a client worth. What's the value of a client, lifetime value of a client to your business? And you need to know that before you go to step three, because step three is what figuring out what to give. And you have to know how much you can afford to invest in keeping that client, which is why you have to know what the value is first. In step two, go to step three, select the appropriate gift. Now, gifts don't have to be expensive. They just need to be impressive. And those are not equal things. Like, it doesn't have to be expensive to be impressive.
Right.
Step, were you going to say something?
No, I was just agreeing with you there.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we're up to step four.
Step four is operationalize the system. Figure out how it's going to work for you. A lot of my clients, it works. We teach the assistant how to implement. So if there's a process for putting in new clients' information, it becomes part of that process. If we decide that, oh, we're going to send a welcome gift when people become a new client, welcome to our practice, it gets put into that whole process. Other clients I have incorporated into their CRM system, so it automatically generates an email to their appreciation marketing vendor. And then step five is to look at the results. What kind of ROI are you getting on this? It does, again, going back to, yes, it's the right thing, it's the good thing to do, it's good manners, but what are the results you're getting?
Awesome.
So there are the
awesome
five steps.
Good advice. Now, somebody listening to this might be thinking, well, you know, I really don't have a lot of money to spend on customer appreciation. What do you say to those folks who might be, you know, struggling a little bit right now?
It costs, what's a first class stamp? 46 cents to send a handwritten thank you note. It costs you the however much a note card and an envelope costs and a stamp. So that is the least I would recommend that people do, is send a handwritten thank you note. So few people do it. It definitely stands out and it doesn't cost a lot. And it makes a big impression.
I'm a big fan of handwritten notes. You know, sometimes, you know, I send out, I actually have a handwriting note day. Sometimes I move it, but I actually at least one day a week will sit down and write some handwritten notes. Sometimes I go to live events and people go, oh, I got a note from you or someone at your business. Was that really you? I said, did you struggle mightily reading it? They go, yes. I said, that was me.
Yeah. Good one. Good one.
Yep. Well, this all sounds like it could be fun, but, you know, what if you're not creative? I mean, what if you struggle in terms of coming up with ideas or things like that? What do you have any resources or any ways to generate some fun ideas?
Yes, I have two ways. One, I have a flyer that has a bunch of holidays, special occasions, and themes on it that I am happy to share with your audience. So
okay. The
best way to get that is to go to gratitudeprofits.com and download
gratitude.
That free special report.
Okay, let me just do that again real quick, Lori. So it's gratitude and then profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, profits.com.
Yes, .com.
Okay, all right, good.
And download that little known secrets of gratitude report. And then once you download that, you'll also get an email link to that flyer.
Okay.
So that flyer has a bunch of cool, funky, fun holidays and special occasions and themes that you could use to help with your creativity. And then also, I am happy to do a one-hour consult where we can work together on going through those five steps and creating a customized appreciation marketing system for your listeners. And normally I charge $247 for that.
Wow.
I will do it for your audience for $187.
Okay.
And I'll throw in a free Gold Seal box of gratitude cookies that I'll ship anywhere in the U.S.
Oh, wow. So they can sample the cookies as well.
They can sample, yes. They can sample how the cookies affect other people is actually what I would advise them to do. I mean, so you can have them sent to yourself, but I'd like to see people send them to a client and see what kind of response they get from that client.
You know what's funny? So just for the people listening, Lori obviously wants to have you to send some sample cookies to one of your clients, and because I think we're doing this, it's almost 4:30 in the day when we're doing this interview, I'm automatically thinking of my stomach and said, oh, good, send them to me.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that.
Oh, Jim and his sugar fix, I'll tell you. Oh, man. Well, that is some great information. Thank you very much for that special offer, by the way. So, that is a good report. I think I have that report, the one, the holiday special occasions and themes, and that's a very good thing to have, by the way. I mean, a lot of people struggle, okay, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all that, but there are, like, these fun holidays – like, you don't even know, ice cream day and pine cone day or whatever. There's these fun holidays. And what you want to do, actually, and kind of one of Lori's strategies is to come up with one of these fun holidays as a way to stand out. So, I mean, if you sent somebody some cookies as a way of saying thank you, but you happen to mention that it's, you know, it's appreciate your twins day. I mean, just come up with anything. It just makes you stand out. It makes you a little different. And so having fun is definitely a big part of this whole strategy.
Yeah, definitely. You want to
different. This has been a fun show. Thank you so much for coming on. I really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Lori Seitz. And Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.